It's Sonic Shootout Saturday. Pickett County's defense improves. Grant Strong keeps rolling. Pickett County Bobcats get the win over York Institute 67-55 Friday nights. Head coach Joseph Amonette joins us. Coach, were you pleased with what you saw from your Bobcats?
I was very pleased. It was a really good game for us. I think it was the sixth or seventh game that we actually had scheduled for last night.
Oh, my gosh.
Before we finally got York for an opponent. So my kids were on a roller coaster for a couple of days. We scouted about four different teams. And just an opportunity to play a very talented York team, a very big York team. I think they've got five or six kids over 6 foot five. And I thought we played really well. And I thought it was a good win for our kids.
What are you doing well defensively right now?
You know, we're it's funny. We started off the year, we're scoring a lot of points. We had some big wins, and then we ran into Livingston and Cookeville that had some talented kids that we struggled, I thought. I thought we played hard, but I thought we played hard when we were scoring well offensively. And, then I thought we went into some lulls whenever we went to defensively, whenever things wouldn't go well offensively. But the last three games, that Cookeville and Livingston game were both really good for us. You know, we're holding teams, in the 50s and below. And I thought we did that last night. We held York to a low percentage and contained their two offensive players that take the majority of their shots. So, I just think we're competing as a team and we're playing very, very well defensively.
What is allowing you? I mean, you look night in and night out when you play, and you're scoring at a really high rate and having success. What's fueling that?
You know, I think it's just I think it's coaching a team that's got upperclassmen, and I think it's coaching a team that that's skilled offensively. You know, we have four kids and Zach and Will and Hunter and John Parker that can really make outside shots. I've actually got four kids that have played point guard in their career. John Parker Reagan was a point guard his freshman year. Hunter Wattenberger was a point guard at the school that he transferred from. Zach and Will have both played point guard. So I think that allows you to, it's a different perspective. I think when you've got four kids that have played point guard in high school, all on one team, it gives you an opportunity to do some things offensively that you might not have an opportunity to do otherwise. And then we've got two kids in the post, and Caleb Blowhorn and Slade Copeland that really fit into that real well. So I think that allows us to do some things that maybe other teams don't have an opportunity to do.
Plus the fact, I would think, that when one guy is just not on, there's three other guys that can make the outside shot.
That's correct, and you'll see that in the game. You know, we'll have a kid that's hot in the first quarter, another kid that's hot in the third quarter, and it just allows us to spread the defense. And you know, in high school basketball, it's unusual to have to guard four kids on the perimeter. It's really unusual in single A basketball, and I think that allows us to do some things that puts us in position to score points.
Pickett County Coach Joseph Amonette is with us. Have you thought about, have you reflected on the fact, because you have some kids that have been in the system that are more experienced, that know what you want, of how much better off you are than, say, a coach who's dealing with a very young team with all of the uncertainty right now?
Oh, absolutely. I think right now, just like yesterday, you have seven games scheduled, different teams, through a three-day window, and for your team to come out and play the way we did last night, that's veteran. You know, that's being a veteran team. You know, 2 years ago when I was coaching, we were starting two freshmen and three sophomores. That would have been a hard road to go for us. But we're able to adapt. We know what we need to do. We know what our game plan is. So we just kind of plug in the other opponent, and that doesn't change us a lot. And I think with the uncertainty, I think you're going to see that veteran teams are going to have a little bit of an advantage just due to the season that we're in.
Where are the areas that you still see that you can get better?
You know, I think the thing that we've got to continue to do better with it, at the end of the day, we've got to continue to improve defensively. we're getting just a little bit better. We're still not where we need to be. And, you know, I think the other thing will be rebounding. We have to do it by committee. You know, we don't have a 6'5", 6'6" center. You know, we've got, you know, we're from 5'11 to 6'3", all real similar in size. So that's one of those things that rebounding by committee, especially when you play a team like we did last night, we got out rebounded last night, that we could have done it. And if I could have anything we could have improved on last night, we would have done a little better job on the defensive boards than we did. And I think in defense and rebounding are the two things we've got to continue to improve on.
I hesitate to ask this question when it took seven games to get scheduled for last night, but what is your plan for the next 2 weeks during the holidays?
Yeah, we're going to take right now we're taking the next week off, and then we have, we're scheduled to be in the Oneida Christmas tournament the following week. It was going to be a really good tournament. Some things have changed over there, with the Knox County Public School System deciding to take 10 days off on playing sports. So, you know, I think the athletic director, girls coach, and I are going to sit down next week and just evaluate exactly where we think we'll be and if we'll think that tournament will hold. But we're going to continue to follow the protocols that we follow to stay safe as a team and continue to find games and play the best competition that we can.
Pickett County wins over York 67-55 Friday night. Joseph Aminette, head coach of the Pickett County Bobcats. Coach, thank you for your visit.
Thank you.
Clark Grange came off a quarantine, battled Silverdale Friday night. Head coach Shane Monday joins us on the high school playbook. I'm sure it was good to get back on the basketball court.
It was. We were, you know, we've been quarantined for 10 days. I hadn't played a game in 14. It's been kind of tough, not being able to practice or be with the boys in the gym. But, you know, we came off quarantine, got to go play, and of course, it looked like we'd been quarantined for 10 days, but you know, at least we was on the floor. That was a good thing.
Where do you struggle most when you're off that long?
Well, we're a team that's, you know, got young players and got older players, and my lineup's been different. Probably we've played six games, and I probably had three different lineups to start the game with. Of course, I'm playing a lot of kids right now. Because some have been sick, some have been out. Just, you know, I'm in no different situation than a lot of other teams are having to do things. But we're just a team that we need the practice time. We need the floor time just to keep working on the things to be competitive. And when we're not able to do that, it affects us. But, you know, that's just the way it is right now.
Who are the guys that you have been impressed with through all of this? Who have worked on their craft, who may, you know, worked at home away from the practice floor and tried to get better?
Well, I think, you know, most of my guys, you know, most of them don't play AU ball or they don't play travel ball in the summer. Of course, a lot of that was limited this year, of course. But so it's kind of on their own, and they have to do things on their own. Most of them, you know, they'll do things, but we're just not in a lot of them are not in a position to get into the gym if we're not together. But, you know, they've got right now, they're working hard when we're together. They're doing things we need to be doing, but we're just, you know, at a point right now that we're struggling on offense. We're struggling on defense, but they're still in there wanting to get things done. So, you know, I'm this first part of the season up into Christmas, we've only played six games, but it's been a tough schedule for us. We've played AAA, AA. We've only played one district game. That was against Clay, which is Clay and Pickett's the top of our district. And so I'm hoping that we come out of this tournament at Van Buren, look film, get back in the gym, and start working on some things we need to because we'll be starting a 10-game stretch in our district if nothing doesn't change because we've had to reschedule some games and things like that. So, you know, these things, hopefully, coming out of this tournament, coming out of starting back at the first year, we'll be able to get better on the things we need to.
Coach, is it do you have to worry about the guys getting frustrated or, you know, kind of down on themselves because it's not coming together out of really no fault of theirs?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, I try to keep them motivated. I try to keep them in a good mental state, you know, and I try to keep myself in that same situation because it's, I mean, it's just, I mean, I'll just be honest, it's been tough.
Yep.
And I have players that are wanting to get better and working hard. You know, I could sit here and tell you a lot of stories about our team right now, but, you know, we're just going to have to, I try to keep them, you know, keep telling them to keep working hard and just the way things are. And I think, you know, mentally we're at a good stage mentally, but it gets tough. You know, you go out there and you're getting beat and you're working hard, but it eventually pay off the hard work and things, and we'll get better at things. I don't know how many wins we're going to get, but I think we're still going to get better. I'm still very optimistic, and I believe they are too.
Good thing here, you played Silverdale Friday night, you got Van Buren County today, and then Coffee County Monday. So getting these three games, a lot of times coaches would be worried about that, but I guess in your situation, that actually could be a positive.
Well, I mean, you know, like I said, Silverdale was a very good team, very well-disciplined team. Van Buren, they've got, you know, one loss. They've got a good team. They do, you know, real good job down there at Van Buren. And then Coffee County, I don't know much about them. Just look at their record and stuff. Of course, they're AAA, and I know they got a good program. So, I mean, these games are going to be tough for us. But if we can get some positive things out of just being on the floor, just to get some rotation in, just to get things going, I'm hoping all this as we go after Christmas, and hopefully we get a play. Hope everything, you know, of course, number one priority is everybody being safe, nobody to be sick. The safety of the kids and fans is first. But I'm hoping to come back and starting in our district play, maybe, you know, get better on some things and keep progressing.
Clark Range head coach Shane Monday, Van Buren County, and Clark Range coming up later today. Coach, thanks for the visit.
Hey, I appreciate you talking with us.
Jackson County scored the win over Monterey Friday night, 66-61. Adam West, head coach of the Monterey Boys, joins us. Coach, what did you see from your basketball team Friday night?
Well, we battled. We're just having, you know, as everybody else, I'm sure, a lot of this seems a lot like preseason. You know, we're trying to develop our guys and get better, and we've had some adversity throughout the season, in the last few games especially, and really that's been a big factor for us, not playing near where I think we can play as we go down the stretch.
Has it been hard to just get into any kind of rhythm?
Well, the game rhythm for us has been, you know, okay, because we've been fortunate enough not to have to cancel any of our games, but we've had teams that we've played that have canceled our games. So obviously that's good, but at the same time, you know, because of our rules in our county, we've had kids out. That kind of affects our practice and how we kind of go about things, and that they would normally might be in a rotation on a game night. So that's been the most difficult thing, is just getting a practice rhythm, and you know, especially since we didn't have a summer and all those things that are, when you're dealing with a lot of guys that are inexperienced, then that's the most difficult thing that we've had to overcome.
I guess that's one of the parts of this, is that if you had a senior-laden team, you might be at a better spot right now because they know the things that you want to do. When you're a young team, you're in a difficult spot.
Well, I've said that from day one, and I'm sure a lot of people have maybe not thought of that, you know, as something effective. But if we would have been senior-heavy, then with a ton of experience, then those guys would be a lot better off if we missed a practice or two, because we'd still know what we were doing and we wouldn't have to kind of make corrections as we went along. And you know, it's a COVID dynamic, but I also thought the other day, I thought, man, if I was a senior and I'm always not knowing if Friday night's game is going to happen, and, you know, we've done I think our coaching staff and our school has done a really good job of trying to put together games that we might be missing and just reschedules as quick as we can. But as we go down the stretch, I can't imagine what it's going to look like. We may be 2-3 games in 4 days. It may be difficult in that aspect.
Caden Jones with 32 Friday night. Where has his game gotten better?
Well, you know, we have had multiple discussions throughout the season from day one to now, and, you know, he played football this year, and I, you know, came in a little late because they had some success. And so, obviously, we had to evolve. I think, you know, he has the ability to score because he has a good first step, and he's really taken it to another level last night where he made a few threes from the perimeter, which kind of set up his drive, and so he's really just trying to get to opportunities to get to the rim and score in that aspect, and he's really that's where I think he's evolved in the last couple of games and played much better from that.
Does it take a football player a couple of weeks to kind of get into basketball shape?
I think most of them may or may not agree, but for as far as the football players go, but I think coaches, I think they definitely do. And you know, part of it is to get them out of football, the football mindset, because most of them will come in and they'll be in foul trouble in the first 2 minutes that they go in the game because, you know, they're so aggressive. And so we found that early on with some of those guys where they would come in and have two fouls literally within 30 seconds. So we've really had to kind of dial them back a little bit.
Well, it's a different kind of, you know, acceleration. You know, football is go and then stop, come back to the huddle. But basketball, you know, it's up and down, up and down. It's a different kind of sport from that standpoint.
It is. And, it, you know, basketball requires, you know, you in football you can specialize a kid. And in basketball you can specialize a kid if you want, but it's hard to play with 4-on-5 on one side of the ball versus the other. And so really they have to kind of develop into both sides of the ball and hopefully be good enough to compete at our high school level. And you know as well as I do that our conference, which we've now played top three of our top teams in our conference in our last three district matchups, it's tough. I mean, those guys, the coaches are good and the players are good. And it's just you've got to be on top of your game and be ready to compete night in and night out to even have a chance.
Every night it's a battle. Every gym is hard to play in, and every player on the field or on the court, I should say, is tough to play against. No doubt about that. Monterey head coach Adam West is with us. A young player or two that you have been impressed with, maybe even more than you thought you would going into this season.
Well, we've got a couple young guys that have developed. Brandon Dillon had a great game the other night against Clay County, and he's really improved his game, and as with our whole team, this is the one thing that we keep preaching is our consistency. And when you're a young player trying to develop your game, you're trying to understand that, you know, one night is awesome and, you know, people will hold you up and say how great you were that night. And that's true. But really, you know, keeping that consistency and that level, and he's a high energy guy for us. And obviously we need him to continue to play well and be a good source of spark plug for us. And then we got other guys that are seeing time now, and there may be other guys down the road that we've got to kind of develop in because, like I said, we've had some adversity trying to get people healthy. And so we'll continue to try to improve that and get those guys better. And we've been trying to develop our depth. But, you know, one thing I'd like to say, you know, since I got a chance on here, the one thing that kind of, I guess, disheartens me a little bit is our district matchups are like crazy spectator-based matchups where people are yelling and screaming. And, you know, with COVID and gym limit capacity, then now we've had to kind of deal with that. And I told the guys one night, I said, this Clay County Monterey game the other night would normally be a packed house. And I said, that's probably the one thing that will be different because everybody can hear what a coach is saying, what a player is saying on the floor. So, you know, hopefully we'll get back to some normalcy maybe before the end of the season where they can really enjoy that.
Before we let you go, I'm curious about that. Is that kind of strange to play? Let's just use Clay County and it be quiet and silent and certainly not as loud as it normally will be.
It's strange for I'm sure it's like playing summer camp sometimes because you're able to yell things that, you know, everybody in the gym will hear you. And sometimes the refs hear you things that you probably didn't want them to hear, but sometimes. But, you know, it's just a different dynamic. And I, like I said, I hate it for the kids at this point, but our kids have done a great job of competing through it because normally, you know, it may be harder on young kids because the crowd is so loud and on top of them. And you know, sometimes the student sections, as I told them the other night, I said, is the most enjoyable thing to aspect of it, where they're out there making the little funny marks, and you know they got their backs turned with newspapers in front of them when they announce, when they call the starting lineups up. All those things are being missed a little bit, just from the sense of good atmosphere type stuff.
Yeah, it's tough. Let's get back to normal as quick as we can. Adam West, head coach of the Monterey Wildcats. Coach, thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, Larry.
Clay County gets the Friday night win, beating Eagleville 73-61 last night. Head coach Rob Edwards joins us on the High School Playbook. Coach, pleased with how your team performed Friday?
Yes, for the most part. You know, we're still early in the year, so there's a lot of things we can work on. But, yeah, I mean, a win's a win, and as a matter of fact, just getting to play is a victory right now.
What are those things that you still look at your basketball team and say, hey, there's opportunity there to get better?
Well, I think, right now we're going through some growing pains with some guys who just don't have a lot of experience playing at the varsity level, and that's one thing that we've got to get, and there's no way to get that other than just game experience. Obviously, we go through spurts where we have a little trouble scoring at times, and for example, last night we had a pretty good size lead there at halftime, and then got cut down to 11 points in the third quarter just because we went through a slump there where we couldn't put the ball in the basket.
It's just that consistency, isn't it, with young players?
It is. Understanding how to close out games and how to finish at the end. You know, having a 20-point lead is not always a good thing at halftime or early in the third quarter, because a lot of times the younger guys feel like the game's over when it's really not.
Grant Strong last night, 33 points, scored his 1,000th point. What can you say about him that hasn't been said?
I don't know what you can say about him, Larry, other than, you know, obviously he's a great player. He's a great scorer. He's a great teammate. You know, he shares the ball well. He's our, right now at this point in the year, he's our leading assist man. But the ball is in his hands a lot, and that's where we want the ball. When we need a bucket, that's who we're going to go to.
Has he been able to do something every year, every summer, to get better, to make his game better?
He has. I think coming in his freshman year, he really had to get stronger and get a little mentally tougher, and he did that. And coming into this season, into his junior year, he had to work on his shot some, and his shot's gotten a whole lot better, his perimeter shot. So now he's, he can score at all three levels, and he's a guy that other teams really have to focus on in their game plan.
When you say his shot has gotten better, is that from a technique standpoint or a shot selection standpoint?
Well, no, it just simply goes in more.
The best kind of more, right?
Right, yeah.
You guys are turning around and playing today. What's the challenge of that?
Well, obviously, we played Tuesday, and, obviously practiced Wednesday, Thursday, played last night, and played today. So, talking about three games in 5 days. But it's something that I feel like you need to do occasionally throughout the season, because that's what, come tournament time, that's what you get into. So, the challenges are, these guys getting hydrated and getting home last night and getting rest. And then, we're on the road. It's a 2-hour trip to Whitwell today. So that's a challenge in itself to have to ride that long and then be ready to play after exerting a lot of effort last night.
Clay County Coach Rob Edwards is with us on the High School Playbook. Do you know at this moment, on a Saturday morning, what the next couple of weeks are going to look like for your basketball team, or is it still things moving around?
Well, it's very fluid. It's constantly changing. We've been in two Christmas tournaments, and they've both been canceled. So right now we're hoping that, if we don't play another game until January, after today, that's 19 days off, and that's not what we're wanting to do. So we're trying to schedule a few games and maybe find a Christmas Classic after Christmas where we can get a couple games in, just get our guys on the court and playing against competition, and so we don't get stagnant. And to be honest with you, 19 days off would be like starting all over again for us.
Yeah, I mean, not just from the X's and O's standpoint, but also the conditioning standpoint and just that basketball conditioning, which is different than just being in shape.
It is. It's a lot different. And, you know, I feel like over this week, over these past few games, we've kind of developed a little bit of we've gelled a little bit, so to use an old cliche. But, you know, and I'm afraid that with a lot of time off, you know, you lose some of that. You get rusty.
So how do you find game? Are coaches just burning up the phone trying to find an opportunity to play?
I don't know if you'd say burning up the phone or not. There's, you know, the Coaches Association, they'll send out an email every day or every other day with teams that are looking for games. And, of course, we get on the TWSAA website. They have a bulletin board on there, teams looking for games. And it is the old, you know, the old phone call and text message where, you know, we can call on some guys that we've known a long time and say, hey, we're looking for games. You know anybody that's looking for any as well. So it's a different situation than it's ever been in my 21 years. And, you know, it's unique and it's kind of tough, actually, to be honest with you.
And hopefully we can get through it soon. Clay County Coach Rob Edwards as Clay County defeats Eagleville Friday night, 73-61. Whitwell is on the calendar for today. Coach, thanks for the time.
Thank you, Larry.
Let's talk Warriors basketball. High school playbook for a Saturday morning before Christmas. Rock 93.7. Head coach Eric Mitchell of the White County Warriors joins us. Coach, I want to start with your performance in the Tri-Cities last weekend. That's some high-quality competition, and it looks from the scoreboard that your team played well. Is that the case?
We played really well. Everybody was, of course, we knew when we were going up there. You know, Science Hill's always a state power every year, and they had one loss to Fairden, who's probably top five team in the state, and it was by 5 points. And I tell you, the team just played really well. Grant Slanton played about as well as any player I've ever had. You know, he had 37 points and 10 rebounds and 6 assists and 4 blocks and 4 dunks. So, and the other guys stepped up and we really played well as a team.
It has to make you happy to hit the road, and I mean, not an easy trip, and to go up against that competition and play with that kind of quality.
And you know, it is exciting. You know, very proud of the guys, and you know, it's scary any time that you go on the road and spend the night in a hotel in the COVID era because you just never know. We've been very fortunate not to have any games canceled as of yet, not had anybody quarantined, and you know, just been very, very fortunate. But yeah, I knew we were good, but I didn't know going on the road to at Science Hill, you know, which is a very tough place to play. I just didn't know. And then we exceeded our expectations and found out a lot about ourselves that, you know, we could play with anybody.
How are you trying to navigate this Christmas, New Year's period with, so much difficulty in trying to keep games?
Well, you know, we haven't had any knock on wood. We haven't had any problems whatsoever yet. You know, our Sonic Shootout has become a classic instead of a tournament because I had multiple teams drop out and multiple teams went in at the last second, but I just couldn't make it all work because there was a lot of local teams and, you know, you hate to play your district foes. But, you know, at this point, a lot of schools are just willing to play, anybody, anywhere, you know, just to get games. And,
right.
And you know, a lot of school systems are shut down until January 2nd, 3rd, 4th, or 5th. So, but we haven't, you know, I got 4 teams in my Sonic Shootout. I got Cumberland County, McMinn Central, myself, and Cookeville boys. So we just kind of made it a classic, and we're going to go from there. But, you know, I don't foresee it getting any better. I think it's going to be harder, you know, after Christmas, as you hit January, you know, depending on what school systems do. Some went virtual and let them play, and others won't let them play or practice at all. So it's kind of unknown. So
coaches are creatures of habit, and that's in all sports. How do you try to deal with the uncertainty, not in your situation because you've been lucky, as you said, but with other people and not, you know, changes and that sort of thing, and trying to instill that in your young men that, you know what, we just got to kind of take it as it comes.
Well, you know, I tell them all the time about, you know, kids are resilient. You know, my kids have been really good about wearing masks. We have a mask mandate. They've been really good about it. But, you know, when you're 8, 17, 16, 17, 18 year old, you think you're invincible. So, you know, I mean, but they've been really good. We've talked to them about it all the time and, you know, tried to set them in the corners of classroom, cause our school district is really strict on contact tracing and all that. But, you know, and, I got my seniors, fortunately have some dual credit courses that are online anyway. So we've been lucky. But, you know, we just talk about, you know, that's what I told them yesterday. This could be your last practice. I mean, you just don't know. Practice every day like it's your last and play every game like it's your last. And because in the COVID era, I mean, everything is unknown. There's no uniform platform. Everybody's this school system shut down and this school system doesn't contact trace and this school system does this. So they're all over the map. So you just don't know when it might be your last practice, your last game. And rumors fly everywhere about shutting down to February and this and that. And but right now we're just taking it one day at a time. And you know, tonight we got a game against Bemidji Central, and as of right now it's on, and we're a go. So that's kind of how we talk to them all the time, and that's kind of how we treat it.
Let's get a scouting report on McMahon Central from Eric Mitchell, head coach of the White County Boys. They beat Cumberland County Friday night. What impresses you about them?
Well, they're very similar to us because their head coach, he's the first year there. He played for me when I was at Loudoun. So, you know, they do a lot of the same things that we do. You know, he was at Ray County the last couple of years, and he's just excited to be there because McMahon Central is a basketball school. You know, the girls have been a dominant power throughout the state in AA for years. And he's just excited. They've got some, they're really young, got two seniors, but they got some bigs. They got a good point guard. They got a couple of athletes. They got a couple shooters. So, you know, they're pretty solid. They, Cumberland County came out and they played with them for a while, and then McMahon Central pulled away in the third. But, you know, it's going to be a good test for us. You know, they'll be in our league next year. We will drop down to AAA. And they'll be in our they'll be in our league next year. So we're just you know, we're basically excited to get to play at this moment in time. So,
what's that like playing someone coaching against someone that that played for you?
Well, you know, I mean, it's you know, I love him to death, and I was at his game last night, and I'm just proud for him. It makes you know, I don't have any kids, so he's like one of mine. So I'm just proud for him. But, you know, when you play against him, you know, obviously you want to beat him, but you want to see him do well, you know, as well. So, you know, it's kind of bittersweet, I guess. So, but we will be trying to beat him.
No doubt about that. Well, the Sonic Shootout is one of the great events in the Upper Cumberland. And again, it's a classic this year. And for White County, it means a date tonight with McMahon Central. White County Coach Eric Mitchell, we appreciate the time and Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, and thanks for having me.
Cookeville Cavaliers get the win over Knoxville Catholic by a 45-40 score as we bring aboard Jamie Gillis, head coach of the Lady Cavaliers. Coach, what did you think of your team's performance Friday night?
We played pretty good. Hard coming off back-to-back nights, so we didn't have the time to prepare that we wanted to for Knox Catholic. And we traveled, so, you know, back-to-back nights coming up with two big wins. I was happy with the fact that we got the wins. We didn't play as well as I'd hoped Friday night, but we did enough to win.
Where do you see the impact of that, the back-to-back nights and the travel and all of that? Is it defensively, offensively?
Well, we just talk about playing our game and doing the same things that we do night in and night out, no matter who our opponent is. But, you know, you got to know their personnel and things like that. And with the uncertain times that we're in right now, you know, we're picking up games just trying to play. So, honestly, we're just happy to be in the gym and happy to be getting to play.
It feels like watching your scores night in and night out that your defense is playing at a real high level. Am I reading that right?
Yes, you are. Defensively, we are doing really, really well. And, you know, I've got a lot of kids coming in off the bench. I'm playing, you know, 9-10 kids a night, and they're all coming in. They know their job. They know their role. And, you know, we're defending well.
A lot of coaches get nervous when they get 9 to 10 that they're playing. Why is it okay for you? Why does it work for you?
Well, you know, to be honest, Larry, I just have really good kids. You know, I have good athletes, and they're good enough to get to play. The issue for me each night is trying to figure out the best combination of which five can get out there against the opponent that we're playing and try to have the best matchups. And so, you know, and these kids, that they're so good. They understand their role. They're coming in. They're doing what they're supposed to. My bench is electric every night. And so they make it easy for me to be able to play that many.
I guess that also gives you the flexibility from the standpoint, if you're not out there hustling, if you're not doing what you want them to do defensively, they're gonna sit over there on the pine, and you're gonna bring somebody else in who will.
Yes, absolutely. And we haven't really had an issue with anybody, you know, not giving it all they've got. But we talk about every game is go out there and go so hard that you need a break, so I can get somebody in for you, and they can go do the same thing, and we can just keep that cycle going, and it's working for us right now.
There's always the talk that defense spurs offense. Is that happening for your team?
Yes, and we even talked about that last night. We got into some possessions where we weren't, the ball just wasn't falling, and so we, you know, took a timeout, and I said we've got to turn our defense into offense. We've got to get some steals and get some transition, and that when that happens, that's usually what gets us going offensively. We get a couple easy baskets off some turnovers, and then we kind of settle in, and everything starts going right, and it all starts with defense for us.
I know that things are rapidly changing, but Jamie Gillis, what's your approach for the next 2 weeks in terms of games and trying to play?
Well, we are in Gatlinburg right now. We're playing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday here, and that schedule has changed. Oh gosh, I don't know how many times, but as of right now, we're playing next week, and then we're going to take a long weekend, enjoy our families for Christmas, and then turn around and go to Riverdale after Christmas and play, and then enjoy New Year's and then get ready for district play. And we're just keeping our fingers crossed that we're going to get to finish this thing out.
I would imagine that it takes a lot of self-discipline from your basketball team to keep themselves safe in these situations so that they're in the best opportunity to play.
Yes, well, we talk about that every year. You know, with flu season and now COVID, you know, we always talk about, you know, washing your hands as soon as we get finished with practice. You know, don't drink after each other when you're hanging out together and things like that. Just you know, common sense things that we do every year. But this year, you know, especially we're really talking about, you know, staying away from each other, trying to, you know, making sure we're wearing our masks when we're supposed to. And you know, we took a week off because we had a couple get sick, and I feel like that helped us. We were able to, you know, kind of get away from each other and get away from everybody at school. And right now we're healthy, knock on wood, and we're just praying that we stay that way.
Finally, Coach, what are the things that are kind of on your clipboard of I want to see this team get better as we get into the heart of district play come January?
Well, you know, our district is so tough, and so just looking forward to that, we want to stay healthy, of course, and we want to stay disciplined and doing the little things that we talk about every day. You know, we talk about in our games how we've got to control the boards on both ends, and right now we're rebounding really, really well. And so we want to keep doing that. And just the biggest issue for us right now is just consistently scoring. You know, we have games where we shoot the ball so well, and we're untouchable in those games. But on the nights that we struggle, we've got to find ways to score and find ways to get easy baskets. So moving forward, that's where I'm going to be thinking at. But right now through this holiday season, we're just going to have fun and enjoy each other.
Good luck in Gatlinburg, Coach.
Thank you so much, Larry.
Cookeville head coach Jamie Gillis. DeKalb County girls will participate in the Sonic Shootout Saturday. The high school playbook continues with head coach Danny Fish of the Lady Tigers set to take on Cumberland County today. It's I guess as a coach, you got to stay flexible right now about how your schedule unfolds, huh?
It's flexible in every every avenue. I mean, practice, school, games. It's been making it really tough. That's what I told our AD the other day. I said, I feel like I'm coaching the spring sport in the fall. You know, usually in the spring when I'm coaching softball, we're having to deal with rainouts or this, that, and the other, move and shake and move games around. And, you know, I feel like we've been doing that for the, you know, basketball this year too. It have to be flexible and have to be ready at, you know, any given point. The best thing about it is, you know, our parents and our team have been really flexible and understanding, and you know, we hope it continues, because I mean, we're all in this for the same thing. We're just trying to give our athletes an opportunity, a good opportunity during a bad situation. You know, COVID has made it, you know, extremely difficult for everyone, and you know, many states are not even playing basketball right now. So we talk to our kids about, you know, just being grateful to be able to play, make the most out of your situation, and you know, that's really a life lesson and life goals for people too. You know, sometimes that, you know, we kind of look at the problem and, you know, not really focus on how we can, you know, turn the problem into a good thing for us. So hopefully we'll just continue to be able to play some games and, you know, try to get the most out of our experience this year.
A lot of times, especially this time of the year, and as you get into January, coaches say, you know, we don't get enough practice. We're playing so many games. Now the reverse is true. Is there such a thing as too much practice from the standpoint of you need games to kind of be the fruition of the things that you've worked on in practice?
Yeah, I believe that, you know, you can practice as much as you want to, and but you really got to see it in the floor and, you know, see it on film. I mean, we want to get practice in and, you know, we love practicing, but at the same time, we got to put it on the floor to see exactly where we're at, to see where we need to go from there. I mean, we've had a lot of practice, but, you know, here at DeKalb, I mean, we've been, you know, especially for myself, you know, I've been quarantined 44 days since the 1st of October, so and our team has been, you know, quarantined probably 30-something of those days. And it's been extremely difficult for us to kind of gain rhythm, especially being with a young team. This was the year that I needed the summer practices and I needed, you know, preseason play days. And we needed that stuff because, you know, we're flip-flopping. But, you know, we've been starting, you know, a couple different sophomores, freshmen, you know, a couple seniors. And so we need those kids to play in the games together. You know, I've been practicing together for a long time, but the games is definitely where we see what level we need to go to next.
No matter how talented you are, what's the difficulty for a freshman or a sophomore to come in and start at the level of ball you're playing?
Speed. You know, they don't understand the speed of the game. And then, you know, also just you know, making mistakes, how to overcome making mistakes. You know, most of the kids that, you know, if they come into, you know, some high school programs and they're freshmen and they're sophomores and they're playing a lot and they're starting, that probably means that they were pretty successful at their middle school level. So probably not having to deal with, you know, making mistakes as much and, you know, having to learn how to cope with those and really you know, turn those negatives into a positive. You know, as freshmen and sophomores, if you're starting on the floor, you're pretty good. But learning how to deal with failure, I think, is the biggest thing for some of our kids. They're really good players, but learning that, hey, man, you got to shake it off and you got to, you know, be like a duck and let the water rubber right down your back, you know, and get back on the horse and go again. So, but the speed and then, you know, learning how to process, you know, mistakes and what they really are. You know, we're all, what did Dave Ramsey say yesterday? We're all a bunch of mistakes. You know, the difference in people is the people that get buried under their mistakes or the people that, you know, stand on top of those mistakes and keep progressing. So,
DeKalb County Coach Danny Fish, your seniors, what impresses you about their play right now?
Well, we got four. You know, Megan Cantrell, she played a lot for us last year. And, you know, the thing about Meg is she's a pretty good shooter, but right now she's kind of trying to find her way, struggling shooting the ball, you know, kind of play a week and off 10 days and play another. You know, it's hard to get in a rhythm as a shooter. Grace Griffin's our other senior that's been starting for us, and she's kind of the same way. We're hoping that those guys will start heating up as we play a little bit more games, maybe after the break and after Christmas. They're both great players, and they're both great teammates, and I'm just hoping that they can kind of find their way as far as, you know, shooting the basketball. Hannah Willingham is one of our other seniors. She's kind of our role player, backup guard, you know. I mean, she started some. She's come off the bench some. She's like a coach's dream as far as being coachable and knowing the system, and she's a very headsy player. She really reminds me of Madison Parsley that played for us a couple years ago as our point guard. And, you know, Ellie Cripps is one of those kids, too, that's a senior for us. She's a dual athlete here at the Cavs. She plays softball for me and, you know, plays basketball. And she's really like a big energy guy for our team. She don't get on the floor as much as some of the other seniors, but I'll tell you what, that doesn't mean that she's not coming to practice every day with a purpose and with the same type of positive energy. And she's really a great example for our younger players.
That is so important to have on a team. It's DeKalb County and Cumberland County coming up at the Sonic Shootout today. Tigers head coach Danny Fish. As always, Coach, we appreciate your visit.
Hey, I appreciate you, Larry. You have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Stay safe out there.
Same to you. Thanks, Coach.